Welcome to the Fitfluential Radio Podcast, the intersection of health, wellness, and fitness. Join host Kelly Olexa as she interviews thought leaders and world-class experts in order to demystify and deconstruct complex health and wellness topics. The goal of each episode is to provide you with actionable everyday tips and information that you can apply in your lifestyle. Now here's your host, Kelly Olexa.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Fitfluential Radio. I'm your host, Kelly Olexa, and my guest on the show today is me. That's right, me. I'm here to tell you guys about the launch of our Fitfluential membership program. It goes live today, and I seriously could not be more proud and more excited about what we have developed here and what we're going to deliver in 2018. We're heading into that time of year. It's December 2017, and this is the time of year, whether you've already started your fitness journey, whether you've been doing it for years and years like me, maybe even decades, whether you're a brand new newbie at heart in every way, you're just starting to look at, wow, I've got to get healthier. Wow, I don't feel well. Wow, my doctor told me to lower my cholesterol. Wow, you know, my doctor says I've got, you know, blood sugar issues. What do I do? It doesn't matter what phase you're in. The missing component, I think, and what I have discovered and what we hear quite often in the Fitfluential community, the missing component cannot be found in any particular workout program, in any particular diet program or book or streaming online services. There's always something that is missing. I have found this as early back as when I first started working out with Tybo VCR tapes. That's right, VCR tapes. That's how I started my real fitness journey. It was when I joined the corporate world and I was gaining that, not the freshman 15, but I was gaining the corporate 15. And I started working out with Tybo videos and, you know, I was losing some weight, but I was hitting a plateau. And then I moved into weight training. And, you know, this was the early years. This is well before social media. And this was even really well before blogs were as popular as they were. And inevitably, I went from searching and finding more information in my fitness journey that I wanted. I remember buying, I've mentioned this before on the show, my first book about weight training was Bill Phillips' Body for Life book. And I read that book and I got so much information. I was so excited, but I wanted more. I was confused. I had questions. I wanted to ask about things like, hey, can I do my Tybo workouts and call that a HIIT workout? Can I go outside for a walk? And what if I want to go for a 30-minute run instead of a 20-minute HIIT workout? Like, I had all these questions. I had questions about foods. I wanted different recipes, and I didn't know where to go. And so went online, would find forums, ended up inevitably discovering some blogs. That's how I started blogging. Of course, that was when the embryo of Fitfluential was forming in my mind. But I'm sharing this with all of you to say, in my opinion, I think this happens regularly. When people start on a fitness journey, or again, maybe they're just taking their fitness and health focus up a notch, especially this time of year, people are looking into new books, new online streaming programs. They're looking up information in magazines. Maybe they're seeing a commercial on television. And there's tons of great programs and services and books and folks out there that are offering a lot of information. But ultimately, all of us are going to find that something is missing. And the things that have kept me successful and staying the path and continuing to make progress so that at age 48, I look and feel better than I did at 40, certainly at 40, but also at age 30. What's kept me on that path, what has kept me improving my health and getting to the point where at my current age, 48, I feel better and more excited about the future. I feel more confident about my body and my health and my ability to enjoy life 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years from now. Yes, I said 50. Than I ever have before. And you know why? It's not because of a particular workout program. It's not because of what I have in my home gym. It's not because of which gym I belong to. It's because I've had continuing education. I've had the accountability of community, folks that have kept me on track, folks that I can talk to when I'm down, when I want to give up, when I've hit a plateau. So we've had I've had education, I've had community, and then I've had the ability to ask questions. And that's huge because you're always going to have questions. Guys and girls, I am the founder of a fitness company. I am around some of the best credentialed and most respected experts and practitioners in the country, potentially the world. And I still, to this day, sometimes ask questions about things like gluten and carbs and how much cardio and how many calories I should be eating. These are the types of questions that are going to come up all the time. Or if you think about, you know, if you're just joining a gym, how intimidating it is to go to the gym and not have any idea what you should be doing. These are the types of things that can be so isolating when you start your fitness journey, or again, when you're taking your fitness journey up a notch, or maybe you're returning to your fitness journey. You want to just get healthier. You want to feel better, but you don't know where to start. You feel stupid. You don't know who to ask. You haven't been hanging out, if you will, with the fitness community. And those are the things that are you're not going to find by buying a book at Barnes & Noble, by signing up for an online streaming video workout program online, by purchasing an ebook, by going in and buying a book or a program about nutrition, by signing up for a meal delivery service that is going to give you your meals. There's always going to be some element that you are missing. And to me, those elements are education, inspiration, accountability, community, and opportunity. And that's what we are going to be delivering in the FitFluential membership experience. Quite simply, you can join our FitFluential membership. It puts you into a private, exclusive community of folks that are all committed to doing the same thing you are. And what's that? Becoming healthier, focusing on longevity, focusing on living a fit, healthy, happy, balanced life. This is not a workout program. We didn't design a workout program. Why? Because there's so many amazing workout programs out there, and there's so many different tastes and preferences. Some folks like CrossFit, some folks like running, some folks like, you know, we call them, whether it's bodybuilding or you call yourself a gym rat, that approach to training. Some people like yoga, some people like yoga and CrossFit, some people like yoga and running. It doesn't matter what you like to do. Our goal at FitFluential is to help you find your fitness. That's our mantra. We are fitness found. And that's what we're going to do in our FitFluential membership. We'll definitely be exposing you to exclusive content, live Facebook private sessions, live Facebook sessions in the group, the private groups, with trainers, with celebrity trainers, dietitians, nutritionists, holistic practitioners, naturopaths, chiropractors, acupuncturists, massage therapists, chefs, athletes, authors, coaches, business professionals, founders and CEOs of health, wellness, fitness, food companies, psychologists, plastic surgeons, yogis, financial experts, you name it. I could go on and on and on. So we're going to expose you to some of these training programs so that you can become educated, understand, find what you like, and start testing things out. We're not creating our own diet program. Why? Because just like with fitness programs, why recreate the wheel when there are so many fantastic programs, books, recipes, blogs, people out there that are doing amazing content that can showcase what you need to do as far as eating, as far as a food or a diet approach. There's amazing people. We want to bring those folks into the group. And again, we'll be interviewing these folks. They'll be featuring exclusive content for you. You'll see new recipes and workouts all the time. But there'll also be the opportunity to ask questions. Again, doctors, nutritionists, dietitians, trainers, you name it. We're going to have real people in there with real transformation stories that can answer your questions on how did they get started? How did they stay the course? So we're going to expose you to quite a lot of material, expertise, education. This is the thing that's going to keep you always in the know on really what you need to keep your fitness journey not only fresh, but make sure that you're doing the right thing. Let me give you an example. 10 years ago, 5 years ago, there was definitely a different approach for cardio, right? Everybody would tell you 5 or 10 years ago to do a lot of cardio. That was the way to lose weight. If you're paying attention and doing your research now, you'll know that shorter, and we talk about this on the show, it's actually shorter bursts of more intense cardio that is typically recommended by trainers. And that can be really confusing. There still is a lot of misinformation out there. Those are the types of things that we're going to cover so that, again, you can find your fitness. You can understand why it's different and why it's more appropriate to do less cardio, why more weight training is better, and why rest days are important. Those are the types of things that are always going to be updated. And luckily with a group like this, we don't have to wait for someone to publish our material for a year and a half. It gets published and updated every week. So education, inspiration, accountability. Accountability is key, people. When you have a private community of individuals of all ages and all fitness pursuits, all of whom have their ups and down days, all of whom will pick you up when you're down, all of whom could potentially, many of whom, I don't want to say all of whom, many might be in your backyard. It could be a great way for you to meet people that have the same goals and are at the same place you are or just want to help you, and they're in your backyard. So it's actually going to be a great way to make friends as well. And then opportunity. And when I say opportunity, I mean that we are going to have, sometimes this will be a shop opportunity for you. We've got a lot of fantastic brands and companies that work with Fitfluential that have things like meal delivery services, some great apparel. We've got yoga programs. We've got trainers with, you know, exclusive programs. They're all going to be able to provide for our membership. Not only giveaways on the regular, I don't want to say on the daily. It could be on the daily. But we'll have giveaways, we're going to have exclusive discounts, and frankly, we'll probably have opportunities on a local basis where we'll have events in regional areas. So there's going to be opportunity as well. This is why I'm so proud of what we've developed, because I know that this is what is needed to stay the course. This is what is going to help you, not only now, when it's the end of 2017, so many people are starting to talk about New Year's resolutions and how many people give up by mid-February. You guys, I think the statistics show 80% of people give up by the middle of February. This is the type of program that is going to keep you accountable, keep you motivated, keep you educated, keep you inspired, and keep you going. This is everything that is missing. This is why I say our membership program, we meet you in the middle. We meet you in the middle. If you buy a great book and you want to stick to it and that's your workout program, if you're tuning into a great online training program, or maybe you've just downloaded an ebook and it's got, you know, a lot of gluten-free recipes and you're like, this is what I want to do, you're going to have more questions. You're going to want to get more information. This is why our membership is meeting you in the middle. It's providing everything that you need and exposure to more experts, more information, more community, more inspiration, motivation, and accountability than you can get anywhere else. I am absolutely certain that this, we've been trying to think about this all year. What is it that can help people not give up on their goals? What is it that can help people not make a New Year's resolution and give up? This is the missing link. I'm proud to say it. I know it. It's going to be awesome. It's only going to get better every month. And right now, I want each and every one of you to head over to fitfluential.com/membership. Sign up now. We have a ridiculous deal. I might just say, I'm proud to say that. We've got a deal where it's 50% off if you purchase the annual membership. And frankly, I think you owe it to yourself to commit to the whole year. The whole point of us providing this membership experience is so that you don't give up. Why would you want to commit to getting healthier and say, I'm only going to go at this for 90 days. I'm only going to do this for a month. Do the whole year. It's $300 for the entire year. I'm telling you, my cable bill is $300, and that's for 1 month. Go over now to fitfluential.com/membership. Sign up now. Thank me later.
Thank you for listening to the latest episode of Fitfluential Radio. We hope you enjoyed the episode. Please visit us on iTunes and like this episode and subscribe to the podcast. We want this to be your podcast, so please head over to iTunes, write a review, and give us your feedback. Give us your ideas and even guest suggestions. For a full transcript of all episodes and bonus giveaways, be sure to visit FitFluentialRadio.com. We look forward to seeing you again for the next episode of FitFluential Radio. Peace. Please remember our disclaimer for the podcast. The materials and content discussed within the podcast are the opinions of host Kelly Alexa and the guests interviewed. This information is intended as general information only for listeners of the podcast. Listeners should always seek professional advice, and content and opinions expressed in the podcast should never be construed as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment.